I am hopeful that he means what he says. I have been talking with the governor about matters such as the tribal courts, where we do, as tribes, have the fiduciary duty of protection of our tribal members. And it's something that protection of our tribal members is not something that we want to negotiate or to discuss. It's a very simple matter to us. Tribal membership is just exactly that. They are members of our identified tribes, and the tribe as a collective group will protect the members. And you know, history-wise, Native kids have been taken away from families and communities to the point where some of them are just now returning. And as long as I live, I'm never going to see them taken away again. That's because of the recognition of the tribal authority of the Native village of Tanacross.
Jerry, you're speaking today on the theme of this year's AFN, which is traditional values. What does that mean nearly 50 years now after the formation of AFN? Of course, traditional values go back much farther than AFN, but in the nearly 50 years that AFN has been this cohesive body, how have values changed, or have they changed?
There has been changes. The very basic practice of, nomadic way of life, for example, is gone. We don't have nomadic way of life anymore. We have more of a sedentary kind of lifestyle. And then we're heavily influenced by the control and limitations of the educational rules and regulations. We're extremely limited by the economic conditions and landscape. And many times, even the very institutions that we live in tends to dizzy weight the practice and the belief in the Native way. Nowadays, we try to teach our kids, our children, about just basic respect. Basic respect, like seeing an elder and offering to give them help when needed, not to bother them, not to pester them, not to be disrespectful in terms of the homes that they might be in, not to be disrespectful when people are talking. These things have all changed quite a bit. And some of the Native schools are trying to reinstitute teachings of these things, but it has to come from the home. And, when you have a home that really doesn't believe too much in the Native way, the spirituality of belief and the spiritual beliefs that come along with it, they're very difficult to really bring home the need to practice traditional values like respect.